Hello.
Hello, everybody. My name is Taylor.
My name is Sophia.
And this is
Mike Fight. Hey.
Oh. Welcome in, everybody.
Our first ever guest.
Yes. In this episode, you'll be hearing from our great friend, Jennifer Pettigrew.
A singer-songwriter hailing from Salisbury, North Carolina, who is based in Nashville.
In this episode, there's quite a lot of chaos. you don't hear all the chaos, but we had some champagne. We threw
champagne. Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Kitties were everywhere.
Look, when she says we, she's being very nice. It was me. I threw an entire flute of champagne. Trying to get it away from the cat, and I just...
Hey, we had a great time, and we're so happy that Jenny was on the pod. And
I thought I broke the computer. Taylor's computer stopped working. It was
horrible. It just had a little glitchy moment, but we're all good, and we're just super excited for this episode. So please enjoy.
Please enjoy. Oh, welcome, Jenny.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. We go way back with Miss Jennifer Pettigrew. A little too far back, probably. But we met at what? We were the young age of 18, Taylor and I. And yes. Jenny, are you 2 years older than us?
Yes, well,
yes.
2 grades
up. 2 grades older, yeah. So yeah. I guess I was 20, maybe?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, we met at Catawba College.
Catawba
College.
Yeah, that's the one. And Jenny just had a birthday yesterday.
Oh my gosh, happy after birthday.
Thank you. I turned 27.
Yes, you did. Especially according to your grandma.
Yes, 32 actually.
Yes.
But I like that she thought it was 27. Very sweet.
I love that as well. And if anything, that says exactly how you appear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because if she was confident.
She seemed pretty confident.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
And that says a lot in itself.
Yeah. Skincare.
So, Miss Jennifer Pettigrew, the reason why we met in college is, of course, because we studied music together.
Yes.
And you are a musician.
I am a musician.
Yes. And you are well versed with what comes with being a musician, and that is humiliation.
Much humiliation. Yes.
What the beautiful thing about being friends for so long is that we get to witness most of the traveling humiliation throughout the years. And I feel like, you know, find some common ground. And you two have a similar story, or at least similar experiences around the same song.
Mm-hmm. Which we do.
Yeah, who wants to set the scene?
Oh, so it's a beautiful musical, beautiful nonsensical musical.
Mm-hmm. With in the motion picture.
This is not stage one. The motion picture starring such people as T. Swift, James Corden. Oh, terrifying. Man.
You know, I actually have never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Should we watch it after we record?
Oh my gosh.
That would be sick.
It looks terrifying.
Yeah.
It
looks terrifying.
Yeah.
Cats, the musical.
Mm-hmm. And what a musical it is.
What a musical. Wait, it's not from fucking Cats? What am I talking
about? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's from Cats?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking of Les Mis. I was like, wait a minute. Sorry. Jesus, I was like, God, I already look like a dumbass. Like, no. Can I cuss on this podcast?
Of course you can.
Okay.
You can say a little cuss word.
Okay. ask me what my favorite cuss word is.
What's your favorite cuss word?
Probably fuck.
I actually do cuss a lot.
Yes, the musical is Cats. It is not Les Mis.
No.
It is Cats, and the song is the iconic... The one and only.
Oh my god.
So when was yours?
So mine was in college. Okay. My freshman year. It had to be within the first
few months of my freshman year as well.
Just near,
yours was in high school, right?
Yeah, it was 2009.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. so embarrassing, right?
And that's why we're here.
And that's why we're here. You want me to take it away first?
Yes.
I'll take it away first. That's fine. Thank you for holding this.
Absolutely.
So, yes, I was auditioning for something for the theater people. They were having, like, some kind of gala, and they wanted live entertainment. And I thought, who could not be entertained by the award-winning song from the award-winning musical Memory from Cats? Who would not love that? It's definitely not overplayed. So, yeah. So, we're in the auditorium. Not Hoke, but the other...
Crystal Thela.
Yeah,
Crystal.
Yes, Crystal. Yeah. I'm so happy y'all have memories, because I...
Memories!
Oh, man, this is going to be a good one. All right, so, yeah. Anyway, we're in Crystal Peeler, and they're like, okay, so they have a freaking player.
Pianist?
Yes. Yes. I think his name was Anthony. Do you
Jay.
Remember? Jay.
Wait, who is Jay who?
Jay.
Oh, Koontz.
Yeah.
Jay Koontz.
Yes.
I went to, I did theater with him in high school.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Super talented guy.
So he may have also witnessed your memory.
No,
he witnessed my memory.
Yeah, he witnessed mine.
And I'm sure he doesn't want that to be a memory for him. Because he was accompanying me, and he's so sweet, and he's so just like himself, and I love that. And of course, after a bunch of people auditioned, I put my sheet music up, and he says, I knew there'd be one. And then that already made me feel like, oh, okay, I fucked up. But I fricked up by choosing the song. And then, so the thing about Memory is that I think it's like in 6/8 or something random, like it's in a weird time signature. So he's playing it, and as he's playing it, I start singing, and we're like out of tune with each other.
Oh,
like
no.
he stops a bunch of times, and he's like, you know, like the timing is getting to him.
I can see his face so vividly.
And you can tell he's trying to be nice about it too, mm-hmm. and not like get frustrated. But finally, after him playing it and me singing like absolute horse shit and him not playing it right, I looked at him and I said, I got it. I'll sing it a cappella.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah.
And I already sounded bad, bro. And so when he stopped playing with me, my body, when it's nervous and you're in front of people and, like, you don't know what to do, your anxiety's up, your adrenaline's up, so you can't control shit the way you normally can. So, of course, I just fucking belted, touch me! It's amazing, let me!
Oh, dear God.
And of course, everybody in the audience is like mortified. Absolutely fucking
mortified. Like, bless her heart.
No, literally. And after everybody else's audition, everybody clapped and stuff. After mine, everybody was silent as shit.
No.
And so I was like, thank you. And then was walking back into the auditorium seats, and I just fucking kept fucking walking. I just kept walking out.
You just
out.
Left?
I just went out.
Oh, my God.
It was really embarrassing.
Oh, God.
It was really embarrassing.
Did you have your fire truck engine, red hair, and Monroe piercing at this time?
Most likely.
You did have a Monroe. I forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Extensions. A sew-in. I had a sew-in extension.
Damn.
No braces yet, so snaggle teeth.
Oh, which,
nothing
stop
wrong
it.
With that. That's no. just my own personal thing. Like, it was my teeth. I can talk about it. So don't anybody get offended out there. I'm not talking about your snaggle tooth. I'm talking about fucking mine, okay? Yeah, and the red hair and the Monroe piercing. Mm-hmm.
You showed up and you said, I ain't gonna play guitar.
I showed up and said, y'all never forget this.
And I'm sure none of them have.
I really hope they have.
I really hope Jay still has visceral memories of it.
I hope he suppressed it. Because, like, yeah, it's like whatever, he's sitting here talking about it. But in the moment when you're on stage and you are just flailing, you can't control anything that's happening to you, that's happening from you.
Nope.
It's just visceral. Like you said, it's just visceral. It's terrible.
That's horrifying.
Just for the folks at home, the song Memory is primarily set in the 12/8 time signature, shifting meters to 10/8 and 6/8 throughout its duration. It has a loose tempo, freely, of around 50 beats per minute. So no fucking wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looked at that sheet music and he was already resigned before it ever started. He was like, this
was
is
he
not
just
it.
Sight reading everybody's?
Yeah.
Dang,
probably. Yeah, because everybody else is bringing in normal shit and I'm bringing in 14 different measure, changing time signatures, changing flows. I'm like, yeah, this is totally perfect and great.
And like, that's so hard to sing with a excuse me, accompanist. Yes. Which one is it?
Accompanist.
Accompanist. Okay.
The most accompanist. Accompanist. Like, the wicked lead.
But if you haven't, like, practiced that with the person that's playing for you, like, because of how much it moves around, that's tough.
It's really tough. And it's not an easy song either, vocally. No.
It's like, you gotta be locked in with whoever's playing.
It's not. Neither one of us were locked into anything that day. We didn't have a lock. We didn't have anything. It was just there.
Who sings it in the theatrical version? Do we know?
I don't know
which character it is because none of us have seen it and we're all posers.
It's like the homeless kitty, right?
Yeah, it's the one who was implied she was a prostitute. But you know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
She's like, touch me. It's so easy to leave me.
Oh, that's... I didn't know that character.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson, bro.
That's right.
I bet she does it almost as well as you did.
Almost. But never quite on the same level.
No. Definitely not on that level, for sure. Jesus Christ. So, no, that was terrible.
Jenny.
Yeah, tell us about your memory.
Okay.
Of memory.
Oh, my memory of memories. Oh. So... it was a voice recital in 2009. I was taking lessons at this church in a neighboring town. And my accompanist was incredible. Very locked in. Done, like, lessons together for a long time. Like, my voice teacher was incredible. Patricia McTeague. Best. Or no, maybe it
Shout
was...
out, Trish.
Might have been Kelly Edwards, actually. I don't know.
Shout out, Kelly.
But shout out to both of them.
I can see why you get the names confused.
Yes. And no, it was Kelly because her husband was the one that was playing piano, I'm pretty sure. Oh, yeah. This doesn't matter. Cut this
it
out.
Does. It does. Okay. It matters to us.
Yeah, and you know... like, when you start to really feel confident in your voice, you're like, okay, these voice lessons are going great. Like, my range is on fire. I am the soprano of sopranos.
Yes. Yeah. No. Hit those notes, baby.
No. So, I have pretty horrible stage fright, just in general. Not as bad as it used to be, but then especially.
As a woman of promise, a young woman of promise, yeah, no, I feel that. I would get the shits before performing all the time. Yeah. A promising young woman. Also a fantastic movie. Anyways, yeah. I don't know why I'm speaking.
So my best friend and my boyfriend at the time were both there. And, you know, when you're in high school and your significant other is at anything, even if you've been dating for a while, like, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You gotta be perfect. You gotta look perfect. You gotta sound perfect. That's not realistic. You do not have to be perfect.
Right.
That was just what my young mind in 2009 thought. So I'm really ready to go into it. And how does the song start? It starts with it memories start? All alone in the room.
Gosh, that's a great question, actually. Should we play a snippet? What? Daylight, see the suit, dude.
What are the words?
Right.
Daylight, see the suit, my day.
See the dew on the something. She's talking about daylight. Take a look, see. On the sunflower.
I don't know what that is.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't fucking know, man.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, midnight.
Oh, what was that lady talking about? Daylight.
I don't know.
That's the opposite of midnight.
There is a verse that starts with daylight.
Oh, maybe it just came in at like a weird time.
Interesting.
I know why I'm confused. It's because there's...
It does start with midnight, though.
Yeah. Anyway, I break into the top of the song and I'm shaking in whatever silly little Forever 21 heels I was wearing at the time. And I say, midnight, like a goat. And I have it pulled up for you here.
Yes! Oh my God,
if you would like to hear a sample.
Would love nothing more. Give the people what they want.
It's definitely
sorry
not.
Sorry that I keep peeking in the mix.
It's definitely not on the internet. It's not.
Don't look it up.
Don't go find it.
It was not her husband playing it. It was her. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Is this okay?
I think.
Yeah. I wasn't even wearing heels. I was wearing flats.
Oh, yes. Oh, the side part. Give it to me.
That's enough.
Midnight.
It was. It's the kind of nervousness where like your jaw gets super, super tight and you have shivers all over and like your jaw just quivers.
Did you guys ever twitch? Like, did your mouth muscles ever twitch when you were super nervous? I saw it happen to Emma one time on stage and I was like, oh my God, that happens to me too.
Really?
Yeah, my mouth, like if when I'm super nervous, like the, what are these?
My ears. They're called marionette lines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, around there, like, it just, like, twitch as I'm trying to sing.
Yeah, that has happened before.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me, like, knowingly, but it may have.
Yeah, I mean, you'd know because you feel it, and you're like, I look like a
like
fucking
Elvis?
Freak. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I feel like, for me, it's more my body. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, that too.
Like, shaky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my voice too.
No, the vibrato gets real.
It gets intense.
Your vibrato, but your tone was good and like your volume was good. I can't control the volume of my voice when I'm scared. So I just fucking yell. I yell so hard. The same thing happened to me at American Idol.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
And we'll talk about American Idol one day down the road. But the
I also
same
have
thing.
An idol story.
Really?
Really? What was your idol story? What year? I asked that and I don't even know what year I went.
It was in college. It was me and one of my roommates, another girl from school that was in a girl band I was in. Uh-huh. And... there were four of us. Who was the other? I don't remember. But I got like the maybe callback.
Really?
Or no, I think it was The Voice, actually. I don't know. It was The Voice or Idol, one of them.
Okay.
But I got the maybe callback, and one of the gals in the group that was with us seemed quite upset and confused that I got a maybe callback and she didn't. Mm. It was just an awkward time. I sang Mama Knows Best by Jessie J.
Ooh.
And, I have the ability to belt, but I'm not a belter.
Mm.
That is not my style.
I hear you, sister.
Yeah. But I went for it in that time.
Fuck yeah. I mean, it paid off if they were like, come on back.
But then I didn't get the final yes come back. So
no, was mine was an immediate absolutely no.
Yeah. What did you say?
First of all, I was a freaking senior in high school. And at this point, I had Monroe piercing bleach blonde extensions.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
And I stuck out like a sore thumb because platinum blonde did not mean platinum blonde. It meant banana peel yellow. Oh, no. Neon yellow.
Toner?
Hair. Who's that?
Well, remember that was in style for a time in like the early to mid 2000s. Yeah. Was that, yeah. Mm-hmm. The
yellow
blonde.
Yeah. And I had absolutely no clue what to sing, so I was looking up American Idol auditions on YouTube in the car, because I went with my one of my best friends at the time. He went with me. And I decided on freaking God, what's the name of that song? Broken Wings. With her broken wings, she carries her dreams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Then you ought to see her fly. Except I sang it like 14 keys above that.
No.
Go on, give us a taste.
Once again, so in American Idol, you're in this giant auditorium, and they have little booths set up, and they go four people per group. And they talked to me first, and they're like, what's your name? And I said, Taylor. And they said, Taylor what? And I said, Taylor Hawes. And they said, okay, sing. And I was like, okay. Could not control the volume of my fucking voice. Screaming it. And then I had this idea in my mind, I'm going to do like a little... like a little lick at the end.
Little run.
I was going to do a little something, something. So at the end, I was going to do my Axl Rose specialty.
Yes. What? Oh, we love it.
MB.
I need to hear this.
Think Madonna videos. Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one day, too.
In the future. But at the end, I was going to go... Man, you ought to see her fly. Like, do a little something, something. Uh-huh. And it was not like that. It was like, fly. And then they didn't fucking stop me, so I sang the whole thing over again.
Why
couldn't stop? I was lost in the sauce, dog. I couldn't stop. Couldn't control anything.
Oh. Everybody just said, girl, keep going. They love it. They love it. It's so good.
They're eating it up, crumb by crumb. No.
No, girl, they were.
They're mortified. Their eyes were open so large. They were like, ooh. What? What is that?
God. I remember that about the Idol auditions, having like the four people in booths next to each other, yeah. And it's so distracting. Having all these people singing very loudly.
You're there at 4 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Outside in the cold, waiting to get in.
Yep.
I feel like mine was X Factor. And same situation. But my dad's so sweet. He, like, pulled me out of school. And, like, we did the whole, like, we went to Kansas City. Because it was, like, the closest place to Illinois at the time. That was... Yes, Illinois. But I was so nervous that the same thing that happened during my favorite things happened.
Yeah.
And the song that I took in was the Taylor Swift Civil Wars collab from the Hunger Games soundtrack.
Safe and Sound.
Safe and Sound.
I love that song.
And I just completely forgot any word. And so I was, don't you tell a girl your window, darling. It's all right. The world outside is slowly tragic. Oh.
Doesn't even sound like a song I've heard before.
And of course, just close your eyes. The sun is going down. But it was just me in there. It wasn't like the full thingy. It was like the similar setup, right? The big arena with the booths. And... I had spoken to him beforehand, and he was from Oxford, which isn't far from where I'm from. So had a nice little chat beforehand, and afterwards he goes, Sophia, darling,
going to have to be a no for me today. But thank you so much for trying.
Like, shit, I quit.
And then I sniffled. I was like 7. Was I? No, I would have been like 15, maybe. I don't know. Between 15 and 17 years old. So mortified. And then they clap you out when you go out the loser door, which is just worse.
Come on.
Oh, they don't clap.
No. They just snip off your bracelet after they say no to you at Idol.
After you go out the loser door in Idol, they have a camera ready for you at the door so you can lose your mind.
Oh my God. Yeah. You did. Didn't you get filmed by a camera?
Yeah.
Yes.
You did.
Did you not? When you
I did
out?
In line, but not when I walked out.
Really?
Yeah.
They had a camera ready, and the camera guy was talking to somebody else when I walked out, so I was like, oh, thank God I won't have to get interviewed. And then as soon as I start walking up, he's like, whoa, wait, how'd it go in there? And I said, it went really good. And he just kind of looked at me, and I said, there's always next year.
As tears are streaming down your face.
Selena Gomez, cry face. Literally. No, I laughed my ass off after. I was going to save this story for our audition episode. But,
oh, yeah. Whoops.
No, that's okay. I went with my friend Reese. And Reese, we were in choir together, and he was always a bass. He had a very low voice. And he had decided that for this American Idol audition, he wanted to be a country artist.
And did he not already sing country music?
He listened to Drake. That's okay. The only thing he listened to back all in right. The day. Actually, I could be wrong, but he never sang country music when I was around him. But he decided that he wanted to be a country artist, so we went to Atlanta for our audition. And before our audition, he went to a Mexican boot shop and spent over $200 on authentic snake boots.
He was going in.
He went to Buckle, spent like $400 on an outfit from Buckle. Like,
where's
jeans.
A high schooler getting this amount of money?
Reese, if you're listening to this, get your bag, boo. Because he would always get his bag. Like, he just had money for some reason. And I was like, okay, whatever. I support you. So he got his little belt buckle. He had like his whole little get up, his little tucked in shirt. He was ready to go. And he wanted to sing Long Black Train by Josh Turner. And so he's in a different group than me, where I'm on one end. He's on like the total opposite end. And he goes up.
You sound like you're crying.
It's so funny. They're like, okay, sing your song. And he's like, okay. And he goes, there's a train coming. He forgot the lyrics to Long Black Train.
I feel you, baby.
That's the first words of the song. There's a Long Black Train. And then I see him like walking to the loser door, and he's waving at me, and I was like, I'll be right there. See you soon. Shit was nuts. Oh my God, it's funny.
Last episode, Taylor and I played you out with Adele Dazeem.
Yes.
Jenny, we want to ask you, do you have any favorite celeb moments?
I do. Let me pull up my notes here.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. One moment, please.
I can't wait to hear what this is.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
The year was 1996.
Hell yeah. I was one.
Hell yeah.
It's three. Ripe old age of three. Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
Oh, is this the background vocals? Yes. Yes. Where are my background? Yes.
Oh, I've seen this. Yes, I love this.
The 1996 tree lighting performance for Bill and Hillary Clinton, who were there. I don't know where it was, but First Lady Hillary and President Bill Clinton were in attendance, and she gets announced. And so when you get announced, naturally you're like, all right, I'm being announced. Like, it's time to go out on stage. So she goes out on stage too early. The person holding the cue cards isn't holding the right cue cards. And she's trying to signal the cue card person with her eyes, like, go to the next cue card. And they're not. And there's risers behind her. No empty. One's coming. Empty risers. And so the first time I saw it, I'm thinking like, oh, she's supposed to have like a whole choir behind her. That would be so cool if this was going right. But later on, the background singers do come out, but it's only like 3 or 4 people. Like, it's not a choir. I'm like, did she think there was a choir? Did they rehearse this? I don't know.
Patty, please.
But what did she sing? Christmas, something about Christmas.
I think it was This Christmas, wasn't it?
No, it was.
I can't remember. I just remember, where are my background singers?
You're right. Yeah, This Christmas. Yeah. You know what? I'm the best storyteller there ever was. Man, she looked so annoyed, but she kept going. And she sang like the few lines that she knew. She made up the melody. It was close to the actual melody. Like, she still did it.
That's a queen.
And then I'm pretty sure she like hugged Bill and Hillary Clinton at the end. And they came out on stage. Imagine how awkward the two of them felt coming out on stage, being like, wow, did we just fuck everything up? Like, was this our fault? Whoever is the culprit that started the derailment of that whole performance, I would cards. Never.
The cue card started. Yeah.
I would.
Was it Patty, though, technically? If she misunderstood her cue? I
mean, yeah. Yeah, definitely not also, all one person's
even
fault.
If she were to come out, the cue cards would have still been.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just waiting.
I wonder what they
blissfully
said.
Ignorant to what's going on.
Pretty sure she just kept saying like, this Christmas, a very special Christmas for you and you and you and something like that. I don't know.
And you and,
and you.
You
and you, but not you, cue card holder. Fuck you.
Oh my God,
incredible. Well, Jenny, any last things you want to share with the audience? Any advice? Any internal rage?
There's a lot of internal rage that I've worked through many years of therapy. If you're a performer, whether it's in theater, musical theater, straight plays, musician, like vocalist, player, whatever, you gotta do some work on yourself, because it's hard.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's very hard. And it's very easy to let your nervous energy completely control you, control your performance, make you spiral. But one of my favorite exercises I learned in theater in high school was a way to like convert the nervous energy into like positive energy, like good adrenaline, like I'm gonna fuck everything up. And it's a very physical exercise. You just like basically stand with your, you know, feet shoulder width apart, and you take your hand and you start at your feet and you scoop the energy up from your feet, like up your legs, around your stomach, around your back, your arms, your shoulders, and then you like go all the way up above your head and you just scoop all the energy. And I usually end it by like doing a little pressure rub on like my chest, and that pressure really helps me get focused and consciously convert the horrible, awful nerves that make me think I'm gonna absolutely fail into like, no, you're feeling these nerves because you care.
Yeah.
A lot.
100%. Yeah.
And you have the ability to change your mindset. It takes a lot of work, but it is possible. And I need to remind myself to do that exercise before performing, because I haven't done it in a long time.
I haven't heard of that. That's like some Reiki stuff. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like that.
I learned it in high school theater.
That's beautiful.
I do love that.
Yeah. Well, Thank you
so
Jenny
much,
Pettigrew.
Jenny. You're the freaking best.
Jennifer Pettigrew.
Sorry. And do you want to throw in your socials?
Can I say one more thing?
Of course you can.
Absolutely.
For any theater kids out there, I have a question. Do you know what to do to die today? At a minute or two to two? A thing distinctly hard to say, yet harder still to do, will be to tattoo at 20 to 2, or to tattoo. That part's hard to say. And the dragon will come when he hears the drum at a minute or two to two today, at a minute or two to two. It's a fun warm up.
Taylor, get the sage. Get the sage. Begone, demon. Begone.
Yeah. A
again, high school theater.
She was spitting. She
was spitting.
I know. I thought Kendrick had the best rap record.
No, it's me.
Wow, that's talent, baby.
Very talented. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jennifer Pettigrew. Do you want to drop any socials, or how can people keep up with what you're up to these days?
My Instagram is Jennifer dot like period Pettigrew
period,
as in Peter Pettigrew.
Peter Pettigrew. Sorry.
And yeah, P-E-T-T, not D, T-T. Mm. On Instagram, I'm so glad TikTok is back. Feels kind of weird now.
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok. I just lurk.
I lurk too. Yeah.
So don't find me on there because you won't find anything. Yeah, that's really the only social. And Spotify, Jennifer Pettigrew.
Yes.
Got a song out called Oh Mama that I released a few years ago.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
I love that song. I play it every time it comes on my shuffle.
Thanks.
Well, thank you very much. And as always, you can keep up with Taylor and I at the Mike Fried Podcast on Instagram.
This was
fun.
Thank
you. Thank you for coming.
Touch me! It's so weird!
Antonio's like, shut the fuck up!
You're speaking your name.
We interrupted his nap.
Bye, everyone.
All right, till next time. Ta-ta!